This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization warned Wednesday the new coronavirus may never go away, and populations around the world will need to learn to live with it. As some countries begin gradually easing lockdown restrictions imposed in an effort to stop the virus from spreading, the WHO said it may never be wiped out entirely. The coronavirus first emerged in Wuhan, China, late last year and has since infected more than 4.3 million people and killed nearly 297,000 worldwide. The United States continues to be the country hardest hit, with Johns Hopkins University reporting just more than 84,000 have died out of 1.3 million cases. Not acceptable. That's how U.S. President Donald Trump described a warning given by top U.S. infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci this week about the dangers of reopening the economy and schools too quickly, telling White House reporters, quote, "To me, it's not an acceptable answer, especially when it comes to schools," end quote. Dr. Fauci warned senators Tuesday about the risks of reopening the schools and economy too soon, and that a premature lifting of lockdowns could lead to additional outbreaks of the deadly coronavirus. Canada and the United States appear likely to extend a ban on non-essential travel until June 21st amid the new coronavirus pandemic, a Canadian government source and a top U.S. official both said Wednesday. Last month, the two neighbors agreed to extend borders restrictions until May 21st, as cases of the disease continue to rise in both nations. Canada is now pressing for the measures to remain for another month. The acting U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary said later Wednesday, restrictions across the borders with Canada and Mexico would likely be extended. This is VOA News.